afternoon, and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. It's Friday, and have a great weekend. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and I hope the weather is beautiful where you are. It surely is here this day in Salt Lake City. Milder temperatures, a soft breeze, blue sky, big puffy white clouds, beautiful mountains. I really endorse this environment. It is absolutely beautiful. I am very grateful for that. Across America, there are things that are occurring, and a lot of people have shown resistance to Obama health care, and that it is being discussed all over the radio and television. And, well, they should. They should ask the questions. And so I'm hoping that you're going to find out all you need to know about Obama health care program. In addition, the Pentagon, as of August 13th, is wanting authority to post about 400,000 military personnel in the United States. And so the Pentagon needs to have the authority to be able to do this for an emergency, etc. And a lot of people think, well, that won't happen because we have the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878, which would be a deterrent for military troops to be on the ground and be so engaged. A reminder that in October 1 of 2008, for the first time, a crack military brigade just home from Iraq was then deployed in the United States for the first time, October 1, 2008. The announcement came through the Army Times at first and then was checked out, and yes, indeed, that is true. So we already have a sizable group on boots on the ground, so to speak, as we speak, but now the Pentagon needs authority to post almost 400,000 military personnel in the U.S. And I think a question that might be asked is, wait a minute, what kind of military? Will it be United States military, or will it be foreign military? And could it be asked how many foreign military are on board right now? Are there some here in the United States for purposes we aren't quite sure? We hear the activity that, yes, that is going on. You know, you hear those rumblings. Can they be verified? Should they be verified? Anyway, just a few more folks are being asked for. And as a reminder, I would like to also suggest a reminder for you to know what happened in the past on October 17th, 2006. And it was the public signing of two bills that you should remember. We'll be right back and pick it up there.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've got dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Today's Flu Readiness Report is brought to you by Nutrients 21, makers of Ultra Immunity, the world's best natural immune supplement. Today, we will discuss the imminent vitamin shortages. Should the swine flu develop into the predicted fall-winter pandemic, you can expect vitamins to disappear overnight or become very, very expensive. Why? Because 80% of supplement raw material comes from China. There will be disruptions of trade and commerce. The ongoing dollar's collapse will accelerate on the world market, and a last-minute global rush to stock up on vitamins by the prudent will create a perfect shortage. Pandemic survival depends on being prepared. This flu readiness update has been brought to you by UltraImmunity.com. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. For full details on the survival supplement, visit UltraImmunity.com. UltraImmunity.com. That's UltraImmunity.com. Visit UltraImmunity.com today.
So here we have the Pentagon needing the authority to post another 400,000 military personnel in the United States. We also have the military and the National Guard putting ads out for recruits to have internment and crowd control expertise and putting out ads for new people to join with them. We have a society that in many ways considers they are protected from a military presence in and about their own nation because they have this law that they thought has been in effect since 1878, establishing the presumption against military to enforce local and national law. So for those of you with your pencil and paper, posse comitatus, two words, POSSECOMITATUS, and the year 1878. But a reminder for those who are taking notes, so you will have this to go on and research, October 17, 2006, President Bush signed two bills, one in a public signing ceremony, and it was the Military Commissions Act of 2006, which essentially suspended habeas corpus and allowed the president to declare you or anyone an enemy combatant if he so decided, and end your rights to seek legal or judicial relief. In other words, you can be picked up, taken, and put in prison. We have seen examples of that, and it hedges on this act of Military Commissions Act of 2006. The second signing of that day was done in private in the Oval Office at a ceremony there. And the president signed into law, and this is very, very important because it refers right back to the announcement of yesterday of the Pentagon's request to have 400,000 troops in the United States. So here we have the John Warner National Defense Authorization Act of 2007, and essentially it eliminates the protection of posse comitatus. In the last few days, we have had a few governors saying they resist some of the use of the National Guard. I guess maybe they were asleep at the switch when this happened here earlier, because it was surprising there was no resistance at the time. So here we have, again, John Warner, National Defense Authorization Act of 2007, which essentially eliminates the protection of Posse Comitatus Act, and also there was an involvement with rewriting the Insurrection Act. So this technically will allow the president to declare a public emergency and take control of state-based National Guard units without the consent of the governor or local authority in order to suppress public disorder. Okay, this is very, very important that you are aware of those bills, and you may wish to check that out for yourself. You have the date of the signing, October 17, 2006. So if you're alarmed about the Pentagon's request, if you're alarmed about the stationing of the brigade in October 1, 2008, go for it. Take a look at that, because we're coming up on August, mid-August we are today, and we're going to have a pandemic, perhaps we're told, an inevitable pandemic, and what could come from that could be a state of very much anxious, you know, insurrection of some sort if people didn't want the shots, coercion if that might be part of the picture, people who are ill, a lot of things, okay? There is going to be the fact that August 19th, which is coming up next week, through the August 23rd, there is a H1N1 community, international gathering in Washington, D.C. And the breakout sessions, as they describe, are absolutely amazing. You think, oh my goodness, can we have mass fatality management? We have continuity of government, a breakdown of public services, those who are unwilling to follow government orders, civil disturbances during the flu pandemic. Those are part of what this conference will deal with. Is that what we're facing? Do we have our heads in the sand? Okay, so take a look at that, August 19th through 21. Of August, that's in Washington, D.C., this international grouping on the pandemic. In addition to that, the CDC has announced that they're going to hold community engagement meetings for discussion among the public. The space is limited, they say. You are required to register for participation. You must be able to meet for an entire day. They do not want just partial participants. They'd like you to come and be able to spend the day. There are forms that you can fill out in case you want to join in with that activity. And so you might just try for that and become better informed on the issue of the idea of what they're telling us to do for a potential inevitable pandemic. So there you go. So now we have the idea of the military, and then maybe wanting to have more, the Pentagon needing more on the soil of the United States. And in addition to that, there's the idea that the Homeland Security folks have made a few announcements in the spring of 2008. They went to a great effort to put out a report, an assessment, and their assessment determined that, you know, there were a lot of potential terrorists out there. And did you qualify for that? I read the list of the things they were concerned about, and it seemed like I fit the bill. I'm not afraid to say I don't like the policy of open borders. And you know why? I like the Constitution. And so there were many of those little ideas that they had there that would say that maybe I fit the bill. So we have that as well. We have a Department of Homeland Security that very, very aggressively actually described many Americans in their own words as terrorists. They reached so far as to speak of those marvelous folks, the discharged returning veterans, as threats to the security and stability of the USA. Is that something that someone made up? No. They wrote it down in their very own papers and then didn't rescind it. There was some sort of a partial apology from Napolitano, but it was only partial and not very strong. She didn't include the other folks that she had painted with such a broad brush. So, do you have work to do? Do you need to check it out? Take a look at that. There is a doctor out with many messages going over the internet. You might want to write down his name. And he is Dr. Dave Janda, J-A-N-D-A. And he has done some checking on the health care bill, Obama health care. And he has generated much interest around the country. And in explaining his letter, he says, "It is my intention to inform." And we referred to this a little bit earlier, but I would suggest that you check it out yourself and go and look at the bill, and it would be available through the internet, lengthy to read through. But Dr. Janda also testified before Congress in hearings. His term, one term, to describe this whole bill that's before us, many-paged bill in the House, was fascist, a fascist attempt at health care, were his words. And so he says the councils that people are so concerned with, unidentified folk determining health policy for the nation, someone who could be appointed to a council. And he says in his writing, the councils I refer to in my article have already been created and passed into law. The Obama health care plan is comprised of two parts, the second part currently before Congress, and the first part buried in the stimulus bill President Obama signed into law in February 2009, thus creating the federal agencies that were included in that stimulus bill. Check out section 3001. And we referred to that earlier in the first segment of Born on the 4th of July today. The Office of the National Coordinators of Health Information Technology Bureaucracy.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. Survivalistseeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from survivalistseeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from survivalistseeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Survivalistseeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
I can't say it enough that we should remember Section 3001. When speaking with your legislator or senator, you may want to point that particular section out of the stimulus bill and be well enough informed that you can speak to that issue, because the funding has already been spent or allocated, so the monies are there for this commission, so-called, or panel, to be up and ready in business. And this is surprising to some, to learn that maybe this had happened in advance of now the bill that they're speaking of. And we have to talk give a lot of praise and speak out for those who have researched the bill to help others of us understand. But if you have the funding in the billions and you're ready, set to go, that says a lot for how Congress performs for us these days. So in essence, we have the panel in place and funded. Section 3001. The Office of the National Coordinator of Health Info Technology. The Office of the National Coordinator of Health Info Tech. A lot of folks are worried about privacy. If you get a prescription these days, you sign your life away and come away with your bottle of pills and maybe a big folder of information. And it's a law that they explain all that to you and give you all this paperwork, right? So what about having all your information in a technical database? And that's, of course, what this is talking about, InfoTech bureaucracy. The date is February 15, 2009. The stimulus bill, we were in billions and trillions, and your head is swimming and whirling. But this particular bill, $787 billion economic stimulus, right? And there's going to be researching and all good things, you know, and a panel and all of that. But they will receive $1.1 billion. And they're going to compare drugs, medical devices, surgery, and inquire into ways of treating specific conditions. The bill creates a council of up to 15 federal employees to coordinate and research and advise President Obama and Congress on how to spend the money. $1.1 billion. To make an analysis. What have we been doing? Where have we been in days before? How has our health worked heretofore? Is it so in bad shape that these kind of analysis panels are required? Are we looking very carefully at money being spent? Are we just rah-rah, oh, yes, stimulus, let's get the money, and this will enable even more expenditure than might be necessary? These are all good questions that you could ask your visit, when you get one, with your legislator or among your friends. Very, very serious. And the poor psyche of America has to be beset with health care and the concerns for what they're going to keep or what they're not going to keep, whether they can attend a town meeting or whether there will be one, and how can they find out? Do they have a car to get there? Do they need to take a bus? When will it be? Are we being harassed? It would seem so. It would seem that these are the days that try men's souls. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, just a few helpers to get you so you can speak on these issues with a good manner. We need to be aware of all these things. Recently, Gene Healy of the Cato Institute warned of a creeping militarization of Homeland Security. And so we're now being met with even more. And remember, I reminded all the listeners that on October 1, that there was the deployment anyway, that that the forces would be on the soil in October 1, 2008. Now we need more troops. I'm repeating, I know, but it seems so astonishing that this was the first wave of deployment, and it was put in place October 1, 2008. The location, Fort Stewart, and at Peterson Air Force Base, Colorado Springs, and it would be aimed at tackling civil unrest and crowd control. Think on that. Civil unrest and crowd control. We're going into what? Some would call it a military state.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at republicmagazine.com.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
So you surely get the lineup of the military that are stationed here in the U.S. Remember, the date was October 1, 2008. It indicated a crack brigade just returned from Iraq, and a brigade, let's say 3,000 to 4,000 troops, were being stationed at Fort Stewart and Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs. But also a reminder that in December 2008, there was an additional announcement of 20,000 more active duty soldiers will be placed inside the U.S. under NORTHCOM to help state and local officials respond to a nuclear terrorist attack or other domestic catastrophe. Now this week, on Tuesday, a Georgia congressman in a town hall meeting spoke out against the health care plan and also in regard to national civilian security. He warned about the programs that he was dealing with sounding like a 21st century Gestapo and a move towards Marxist dictatorship. And he said that's exactly what Hitler did in Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union. His name is Congressman Paul, and the spelling of his surname, B-R-O-U-N. And so he's worried about proposing a national security force that was given in the campaign. He's talking about the National Security force that would be as strong as our military. That was said by our president as he campaigned to become president. And he also, in this talk, cited what we have discussed this day, the concern for the Second Amendment and the anti-gun sentiments of Eric Holder as our Attorney General. So this is happening this week, ladies and gentlemen, and there has been a letter sent, I mentioned before, by the National Governors Association to the Pentagon condemning the military plans to usurp domestic control over National Guard. Do you think they didn't know about the law that I just reiterated to you happening in 2006? And they're concerned about federal forces being deployed in the event of a natural disaster. Congressman spoke also this Tuesday last of President Obama possibly using the pandemic to declare martial law. The meeting took place, if you would like to check it out, at the North Georgia Technical College Auditorium on Tuesday, a town hall event, August 11th, 2009. And there also he spoke of a socialistic elite, Obama, he named, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, and the Senator Harry Reid, the majority leader of the Senate. So it is really amazing to me, as a communicator, a talk show host, we can select and determine some of the assessment we make from documented news and public figures and relay it back to the audience. But for a member of the Congress to say and discuss that he did is amazing to me, and it would give all of us reason to pause. Once again, Congressman Paul, and the spelling of the last name, Brown, B-R-O-U-N. Now, we've talked before about the czars that are coming to town in this new administration. A lot of very important people designated to a particular task or category, and then wearing the name of czar. And it was interesting to note that a recent article by Aaron Klein went into great research and depth about one of the new, very important members of the Obama administration. And he felt it was worthwhile for us to understand a little bit about the Green Jobs Czar. And his name, of course, is Van Jones. And the story is expanding because recently there's been a very big activity to upset some of the comfort zone, I guess I would call it, of Glenn Beck on Fox News. He has had some critical segments about the gentleman, Mr. Van Jones, who is this new Green Jobs czar, appointed by the White House as a special advisor for jobs employment under the green mantra, enterprise and innovation, on the White House Council on Environmental Quality. So the website WND has been reporting that Mr. Jones was an admitted radical communist and a black nationalist leader. And so here we have an alert to understanding just who some of these people are. I would recommend that you check it out yourself and see if this is the kind of leadership you want in the controversial green activity and future encroachment upon your rights along with cap and trade. Anyway, it's worthwhile, and I recommend that you go there and try to find the article by Aaron Klein before this goes much farther. I guess there has been a fast and furious campaign against the advertisers on the Beck program on Fox News. Major companies have been pulling their ad spots from his show. And so this has been brought about by an organization indicated under the name of Colors of Change, and it lists Van Jones as being part of, or in the past part of, this actual group on climate policy and so forth. And he describes himself as a rowdy black nationalist, and he boasted in 2005 that his activism was a means to fight for racial and class justice. Mr. Jones was also a founder and leader of a revolutionary organization standing together to organize a revolutionary movement. And the acronym of that, you can check that out, is STORM, or STORM, and it was founded in 1994. And it was a large group that had a lot of activity, radical groupings, and citizen activism in the San Francisco Bay Area. And sometimes this group of STORM was identified as possibly Third World Marxism and Maoism. And here you have this introduction of this gentleman now as one of the czars in the green movement, and certainly for green employment. What year are we speaking about currently? 2009. But he quotes himself as becoming awakened in the 1992 Rodney King riots. I was a rowdy nationalist, and yet by August I was a communist. Those are his words, and a quote from Van Jones. So we have to wonder a bit about some of the folks that are leading the parade. And better now than later to make your own assessment and your own inquiry. But anyway, he is not afraid to identify himself with San Francisco Bay Area communists who worked with the activities of STORM, that's STORM, all capitalized, including a woman called Elizabeth Martinez, and an associate who helped in the formation and boards and worked together on certain human rights centers and activities, along with Van Jones. And here again, there's a party who is, you know, not afraid to publicly identify that she is with a group and proud to say she had joined the Communist Party of the USA.
Welcome to your life.
it's surprising that the character or the background of these people who have these positions in high place seem to be fine. Is it all right with you? How does it happen that a country converts so quickly? These are advisors on very important issues. And it was a bit disturbing that it appeared that he appears on a board with Mr. Ayers, who comes up quite often, and Bernadette Dorn, that comes up quite often. So, and a board that somebody else who's a friend of his is on that board. And so it kind of goes like that. I would recommend that you may take the time and try to read that article in today's on the website of World Net Daily, an article by Aaron Klein. That's K-L-E-I-N. So, are you ready for your shots? Are you going to go and be one of those guinea pigs to try the shots at your health department? They will be ready for you right away, and you could have one. I was speaking to someone today, and they said, oh, they had already ordered some Tamiflu, and they were getting ready to maybe order some more. And it was maybe $60 for one party and maybe $120 for the two of you if you decided you needed a shot for you and your wife. And then they were wondering if they might be a guinea pig to have some opportunity to try for the shots. So, that's coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And are you ready for that? Will you trust your health department? Will you trust yourself? Will you check it out? Will you listen to those folks that tell you what to do and then just march right in and do it? Or will you be concerned enough to say, I'll listen to an alternative group? I will think in terms of what I know, and I'll try to find out for the best of my ability to figure this one out. It's very interesting that at this time of crisis, we seem to cover our heads and say, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to think about it anymore. And we have a caller here that might give us some clues. We have Robin in Utah. Hello.
I don't have some clues, but I'm calling you up for some clues. Do you have a website that can give some information about this guy from San Francisco? I forgot.
Yes, I do. I would suggest you go to worldnetdaily.com. It's a recent posting, and it's a description of this new green employment czar. And his name is Van Jones. And he gives the background of this new, it's a new position, of course, and it tells a little bit about the background of this gentleman that...
Okay, just a minute. Now, is Van Jones the one we're looking up, or is Van Jones the one that wrote the article?
No, the article is written by Aaron Klein.
Aaron Klein.
Uh-huh,
how do you spell Aaron Klein?
Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, Aaron. Klein.
Oh, Aaron? Klein. Let's see your K for Klein.
Uh-huh. K-L-E-I-N, I believe. And it's a recent article. It's maybe in the last 2 days.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe today's the 14th. Maybe it's August 13th I'm looking at right now. And the gentleman that is needing to be checked on a bit is the Green Jobs Czar. And
Green Jaws?
No, Jobs, J-O-B-S, like let's go to work. Green Jobs Czar, and evidently Mr. Beck on his show was giving him a little bit of trouble. And so then the pressure came from a group that Mr. Van Jones was connected with, maybe not right now, but in the past, And that very group pressured in a great way, and is probably still doing so, Fox News to cancel ads. And he was part of that group, and that's the interesting part. I can hear the music. We'll go back, and then we'll answer another question for you if you'd like.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. But using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the final segment today of Born on the 4th of July. And to Robin, let me clarify that just a little bit. Mr. Van Jones was appointed as a White House environmental advisor. That was announced on March 10th, 2009. In recent weeks, Glenn Beck has done several critical segments about Mr. Van Jones, who was appointed by the White House as Special Advisor for Green Jobs, Enterprise, and Innovation. So, for the White House Council on Environmental Quality. It has been reported that Jones was an admitted radical communist and black nationalist leader. He helped found a black organized group, and it was called Colors of Change. He was a co-founder of that group, and now it's been that particular activist organization is seeking to give trouble to Glenn Beck and Fox News, and they have encouraged major people who are advertising and corporate to just withdraw, and that's been happening in the last couple of weeks. And so I think it's very important to understand if this background should be true, then people should know. And his own words, they say, in 1992, after the Rodney King riots, I was a rowdy nationalist on April 28th, and by August, I was a communist. Now, a communist researcher named Trevor Louden, L-O-U-D-E-N, has identified Bay Area communists who worked with another organization called STORM. And so you can check all of this out. But in fact, he also says that there's a woman named Elizabeth Martinez who was an advisor for Van Jones, as he also created an Ella Baker Human Rights Center, and he founded that. And then Martinez was a avowed Maoist and also Communist Party USA. But an interesting part, as we talk about Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, it says that this mutual friend, Martinez, Elizabeth Martinez, serves on a CCDS, a Committee of Correspondence for Democracy and Socialism Council, and is a board member of a Movement for a Democratic Society, and she sits on a board with Weatherman Radicals, Ayers, and Bernadine Dorn. And so this is the work of Aaron Klein, August 13, 2009. You'll find it on WorldNet Daily. And just a reminder, Mr. Van Jones arrived at his appointment and his status from the White House in being appointed on March 10th, 2009. Any comment?
Yeah, now, Glenn Beck talked about part of this. Is that why they're
going for... I'm just going from the article. I have not watched his show, nor do I know, other than I know that Geico and one other major advertiser just moved right off from his support of his show.
Well, Geico, isn't that owned by that rich guy that's...
I think government, Geico is some sort of a government agency, but anyway.
Yeah, Geico got some bailout money to buy it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the guy, the rich guy that...
Anyway, our time is up, but I hope that clarifies that for you. An interesting story, I thought. Good afternoon, and we'll be back on Monday. Thanks for listening to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Dean. Have a great day. Good afternoon.
With recent internet